Number eight, consider approval of resolution number 2019-08, a resolution in support of the oil and gas industry. And I'd like to say a few words about this. Many of you have been following our legislative session, know that there have been a number of bills introduced this session that, if they pass, would be devastating to this region, and in fact, to the entire state. I'd like to personally thank Valerie Branson and Shelley Blair for their recent editorial piece, Nicole August, inviting some of these legislators to come down here to see where the bills are paid. Perhaps the most dangerous bill proposed this year, at least in terms of our economy, is Senate Bill 459, which would have put a four-year ban on fracking. While we do not believe this bill will pass, the fact that it was introduced this year causes a great deal of concern. We believe this resolution, which condemns SB 459, will show our support for developing positive partnerships with this industry. We've also sent a copy of this resolution to our nearby communities and asked them to do the same. And I'd asked Mayor Pro Tem Eddie Rodriguez to go over the resolution.
I'd like to add just one more statement to what you just said, Mayor, and that is that these ladies in their invitation to our state legislators didn't just invite them. They invited them at no cost. They will go up and fly them in and fly them back home. So that is an open invitation if I've ever heard one. Now, a resolution for support of oil and gas industry. Whereas the dynamic communities of southeastern New Mexico, while each unique in their own ambitions, history, and culture, share a deep fractional bond as well as mutual economic interest. And whereas, when a serious threat presents itself in these communities, its citizens must band together to protect the general well-being of its residents. And whereas Senate Bill 459, as introduced in the state of New Mexico's 54th legislature, which would ban hydraulic fracking for a period of 4 years, presents such a tangible threat to the livelihood of tens of thousands of our citizens. And whereas the passage of this bill would have a devastating long-term impact on state, school, and local budgets across New Mexico. 1/3 of New Mexico's general operating fund and more than 90% of its severance tax funding for capital projects comes from revenues derived from minerals produced as a result of hydraulically fractured wells. And whereas hydraulic fracturing is proven technology that has been safely used for the past 50 years. In fact, over the past 5 decades, there have been no instances of aquifer contamination reported in New Mexico by this process. And whereas hydraulic fracking, along with horizontal drilling, only occurs for a brief period of time during the drilling process, and in fact greatly reduces the surface footprint of oil and gas operations. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the cities and counties of southeast New Mexico, acting on order by majority vote of our governing bodies, do hereby strongly condemn Senate Bill 459 in its entirety and urge its rejection. Furthermore, we urge New Mexico legislators who introduce this bill in future years to be more cognizant of the livelihood and well-being of the state's residents.
Thank you. Comments or questions from the council?